Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm Barbara Jackson.
And I'm Lee Miller.
And we're your career doctors. Your Career Doctors is all about taking control of your career.
It's about providing you with the information, contacts, skills, and tools you need on our show and on our website, yourcareerdoctors.com.
It's also about providing access to experts like our friend Randy Miller from ReadyMinds. Lee, why don't you introduce Randy?
Randy Miller is the president and CEO of ReadyMinds.com, one of our trusted partners. ReadyMinds provides distance career counseling to college students and individuals in transition designed to maximize each individual's opportunity to secure the career best suited to their particular talents, needs, and life goals. Welcome, Randy.
My pleasure to be with you.
So, Randy, how do you see the job market for this year's crop of college graduates?
Actually, our last research shows that there's almost an increase by 15% with regard to employers expecting to hire new college graduates in the 2005-2006 season. So we would definitely see it as an increase and on the rise compared to years past.
So that's a great news for our future college graduates, right?
Definitely looking positive for the future.
So, Randy, tell me, what does ReadyMinds do?
ReadyMinds, similar to how you introduced it, Lee, ReadyMinds specifically pairs an individual up with a personalized counselor to help them in their academic and or career path, to truly help them figure out what they want to do and aid them in getting them there. And the beauty of the program is it's done all online, so all they need is access to a computer and a telephone, and they can work in the comfort of their own surroundings. And
well,
we have counselors all over the country that work with individuals.
That's great. So they get live online counseling and right in the comfort of their own living room, huh?
Correct, with a credentialed, professionally trained counselor.
Okay, well, tell me, what should a college student do to prepare for getting that good job when they graduate?
Well, I would say obviously they would want to have a good career counselor, but even prior to that, they want to try to stay focused early on in that college process, and as simple as it sounds, picking that major and or career field of interest early on. One of the trappings is they wait until too late, their senior year, and then they scramble a little bit. So as early as freshman or sophomore year would be ideal to start the actual preparation and planning period.
So that's when you actually should start thinking about your career, when you're a freshman in college?
Yes, believe it or not. It doesn't mean you actually have to stay as focused and worry about securing a job, but if you're a little more focused than the normal student today, because remember, every year 1.4 million students graduate, so you're going to be competing with a large population of students, so you're giving yourself almost a three-year head start. Ideal positioning would probably be middle to end of sophomore year, but if you want to be aggressive, and I'm giving you my ready and motivated advice, it would probably be as early as freshman year.
So you have to pick your major?
You don't necessarily have to pick your major, but your concentration or your field of interest. It almost starts, if there's parents listening, it almost starts with which school your child is going to go to. A lot of people are getting very specific as far as an area of specialty. So that college or university that you choose might actually have a specific area of interest already mapped out. So, yes, it does start that early on in the process.
What if you have no idea when you get to your college what you want to do?
Well, then you have to go through the normal routine. Then you're typical freshman, you go through, you'll take your courses, you'll do similar as a sophomore. You do want to try to get some career counseling assistance. You want to try to get into career services, which most institutions have, or you want to take advantage of a service such as ReadyMinds. You can get some personalized, third-party, unbiased assistance to sort of set you on your path as far as what you think you may want to do.
Well,
and that's as easy, Lee, as just, you know, what makes you happy? What do you think you may want to be interested in later on in life?
Are there, like, assessments and stuff you can take that will help you do that?
There are. There's various assessments, and one that we're most passionate about is one that registers skills, values, and interest. So as early on in your schooling, you can actually see what your skills, values, and interest are or what they will be. And that's relevant because that's really what employers are looking for today. Yes, they're looking at the school you are attending or graduating, but they specifically want to see, okay, what are your skills, what are your values, and what interests you? And these assessments can be done online or in person, and ReadyMinds does have a full assessment program.
Why don't you tell our listeners what an assessment is? I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm in the business, so I know, but some of our listeners may not know what an assessment is. Is that, you know, something you take like a multiple choice test, or what is that?
It's an excellent question, because a lot of people, even adults, go through their entire career and don't even get assessed. And basically, in simple terms, it means evaluating who you are, getting to know who you are. Yes, it's done in a multiple choice and or fill in the question format, and it particularly relates to what your values, interests, and skills are. Are you entrepreneurial? Are you social? Are you outgoing? And all these little things make up a formula of which a counselor can then report back to you and say, here's exactly how we determine and we see what fields would be of interest to you.
So this is something that's been psychologically validated?
That's correct. And you want to be careful, because you want to make sure you take the proper validated instrument. There's a lot of just test quizzes or little prep things that a lot of people entice you to take that aren't validated and won't really give you the information you need about yourself. So you want to take it very seriously. This is not a quick 30-second quiz. This is something you really want to research. The instrument ReadyMind uses is the self-directed search, which is done by John Holland, which has proven for over the last 40 years. So it's very, very much validated. And there's other instruments as well. And the individual that seeks the guidance or the counseling, they'll be instructed accordingly.
So is this going to tell you specifically, like, you want to be a nuclear physicist?
That could evolve. That could come from it. Again, if you're guided by a third-party counselor, the individual can then say, well, how does this assessment relate to what I want to be? And yes, you can actually match up certain fields or occupations that may be of interest to you.
It would be a lot of occupations. It won't just be one, will it?
Hopefully, yes. If the individual takes the assessment seriously, there could absolutely be more than likely more than one, and could be a whole host of them. And then that's where the fun begins, because then that's where the decision process is. You may have one or more interests that relates to different fields. So then, if you're really interested in the process, you take it seriously, and you get to really hone in on which one really interests you.
Okay. What are some of the typical mistakes college students make when they're looking for a job at the time they're going to graduate?
I guess the biggest one is probably missed opportunities and just probably being unsure of the process. So the typical college student graduates and just wants to get that job, as opposed to really identifying a career in a field of interest that they want. So they may have missed some opportunities along the way that might have been very close to them. And they might not really be sure what they want to do. So I think the biggest misconception is it's a process, and they're going to do what everybody else does, as opposed to taking it very specifically and personally for themselves.
So what you're saying is most students just wait for the job to come to them rather than going and seeking out the job that they would be really great for them.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, should college students take internships while they're in college?
Internships would be ideal. Internships is probably one of the best vehicles for hands-on learning experience, and ideally would be in a career or an area that interests them. And just a quick example would be if an individual is interested in participating in law or pursuing a law degree, as silly as it sounds, to work in a law firm over the summer, even if they're doing smaller tasks and not actually involved in the law structure, they would just see the environment and they would have an understanding of what a big law firm or small law firm looks like. And a lot of students make that mistake because they want to go do something else, but if law is something that's of interest to them, that hands-on approach works well. Similar with other fields of interest as well. And it creates a double opportunity because, one, they can put it on their resume, but, two, they can actually see if they would like it or not. Some students participate in an internship and really don't care for that industry, and that way it's almost a process of elimination.
So it like gives you a chance to sample different types of jobs and careers before
that's
you
correct.
Actually have to set pick one, right?
That's correct. And in today's world, a lot of internships actually could lead to full-time employment opportunity if it's the correct internship for that individual. Some stay with it for continual summers, so it could be even a junior and senior type internship, again, depending upon how aggressive and competitive the individual is. But bottom line is it gives you relevant work experience.
Yeah, I had a cousin of mine who interned in a law firm when he was in college, and he's now a partner in that firm, and he's never had another job, which is rare.
Perfect example, though. It does happen.
Okay. What's the most important thing about a first job out of school?
Probably the most important thing, well, in today's world, you want to secure a job. There's a new terminology or new slang that's going around, which is the boomerang effect, which you don't want. You don't want your students to leave for school, participate 4 or 5 years, and then come back home. That seems to be a running theme. All of those folks that are reading the paper today, there's a lot of students that are coming back living at home because they couldn't secure that first job. So there's a fear factor. But what you want is you want to secure something. It might not be your ideal position, although you do want to shoot for the stars and try to get it, but you do want to find something. So you want to have a list and a little bit of a backup plan in case you don't get your ideal job. You definitely want to secure something, so at least you're striving for your independence.
Yeah, I know. I've had I have three kids, and I've had the fortune of having one of them come back for a little bit, and that's
so
certainly something
to the choir a little bit. You know how that goes.
Yes, that's certainly something that we strive to avoid.
And it's more competitive today than it's ever been. So I think to be candid with you, to definitely secure something would be of the utmost importance.
But you want to know what you want, because if you don't know what you want, as Yogi Berra used to say, any road will get you there.
Correct. I mean, again, we're taking the best case, worst case. The best case is you want your student or your child to really know what they want to do, take the proper steps, interview accordingly, and secure that ideal position or the position that interests them. More often than not, it's very competitive. They may not get it right away. So if they don't, you want them to have that backup plan or a second level, almost similar to when you're going through the admissions process in school. You have your ideal top three or top four schools that you want to get into, but you also have your backup schools. It's almost the same analogy with the job search process today.
So if your first job isn't a perfect job, it's not such a big deal?
I don't think so, because I think in today's world you want to have something. It's certainly a better story than saying I'm not working or I need another 6 months to a year to figure out what I want to do.
Okay, so you get the job, you get a good job, hopefully maybe your ideal job, but if not, there's always the next job. And is finding a job where you're going to learn good skills critical when you graduate school?
It is, because the skill set is extremely important. In fact, skill set and leadership qualities are what employers are looking for today. So you more often than not will know some of the skills you bring to the table, but that's also a question you want to ask the employer. What skill sets will I be utilizing? What do I need to enhance? And that would also be part of the process. So a lot of times a student just gets interviewed by the employer as opposed to interviewing them back and asking some questions. So they would want to specifically know, what skills am I going to be using? What skills do you want me to work on? And that would be part of the process as well. So you're exactly correct there.
And so one of the things you want to look for in a job when you graduate is a company where you're going to learn new skills and develop the skills you already have, right?
That's correct.
Okay. How can a parent help?
Catch 22 for a parent, because a parent has to be a parent first, but I would answer you this way. They definitely want to be involved. They want to be aware. It's okay to meddle, but if you're going to meddle, you want to do it proactively and positively. So I guess the best advice I could give would be periodic discussions, gentle reminders. Ultimately, you want your child to make their own decision. So you don't want to put yourself in the category, I want my child to be a doctor or a lawyer. Even if you do, you can nudge them in a certain direction, but at the end of the day, you want your son or daughter to figure out what they want to do. So absolutely be involved in the process. Networking is also of assistance. A lot of parents are very well connected in today's world, whether it's in their particular field of interest, friends, or colleagues. They can introduce their son or daughter to these individuals, and that could lead to future employment opportunities as well.
So definitely
involved, but proactive, positive, and not bothersome.
So that's a good thing to do, introduce your child to your friends in the business world while they're in college?
Absolutely, because in today's world, there's the old philosophy, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I happen to feel it's a combination of the two, because when you get introduced to that who you know, you still have to have the what behind you. But mom and dad know a lot of people, and if they know it's their son or daughter and everybody has a good reputation, that could definitely lead to future opportunities or lead to, other introductions or other resourcing for the individual to find ultimately what they want.
Do you have one final tip you can leave with our listeners?
I probably have a few, but if it's one final one, I would say, back to your assessment question, Lee, I would say know yourself. Once you know yourself, be able to market yourself, because the marketing of yourself will have importance not only for your first job, but for the rest of your career and probably your lifelong career development. And if I had to leave you with a final thought, I would say for today's young students to be different, be creative, and ultimately be happy and enjoy your life. You can have what you want. You just have to work a little harder to achieve it.
Well, thanks a lot, Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Randy and Lee. Now, Randy, I have so many people I want to send to your website, and I know that people can get there by going to Your Career Doctors and clicking on our trusted partner, ReadyMinds, but they can go directly to ReadyMinds. And how do they do that? How do they find you?
They can just visit www.readyminds, R-E-A-D-Y-M-I-N-D-S, one word, .com.
And when they go there, what are we talking? Is this like $1 million to get a personal job counselor? What are we talking about in terms of cost?
No, it's actually very reasonable, and they get their own personalized counselor. There's different service levels that they can click on depending upon where they are in their process, and they'll see when they go to the website whether they're a student, a job seeker. They can actually click on and see the different service levels. Our prices range, I believe, from anywhere from $89 up to $449, so depending upon what their budget are and what their needs are, they can find a very, very realistic, practical program for them.
And it sounds like they can pretty much customize it also only to be the things that they need, which is great. So it's economical and it's efficient.
That's exactly correct, because they get in the upfront forms and assessment, they can literally say what they want to get out of the program, and the counselor's job will be to help them to assist them in exactly that.
And one of the things that you've shared with me a long time ago that I just love, and I think it's the whole point of ReadyMinds, is that you started this company because your personal counseling situation when you were in college wasn't what you thought it ought to be.
That's correct. I was not the typical college student, and I ended up making very close friends with the director of the career services at the time, which was a little ways back. I won't give that away. I'm still a young guy, but I won't share that exact number with you. But it was not the norm then, and unfortunately, it's still not the norm today. And I think technology and the distance modalities are making it much easier for students of all ages to reach out online and share a lot more. So, yes, that's when the idea came, and the convenience and the anonymity factor has certainly proven very, very positive results. So we're very pleased with how the program enhances everybody's ability to ultimately find their career goal.
Well, we're glad to have you as a trusted partner at Your Career Doctors, and we also are very glad that you're offering our listeners a 15% discount on any ReadyMinds service that they would access simply by referencing Your Career Doctors in the, I guess you have a coupon section that they would type that in?
We do. We have a coupon section. They can also use the info at ReadyMinds, and because I believe so much in yourself and Lee and the Career Doctors, what I'll do is actually give my email address, which is Randy with a Y at ReadyMinds.com. So if they want to email me directly, have any specific questions, or want to reference the 15% discount, between myself or the entire website, we'll make sure and get them to where they need to go to get their discount, but also give them the best breed of services.
Well, Randy, thanks. You've been a terrific guest, and I know our listeners will be delighted when they go to your website and see what you offer. So thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Lee, Barbara, I really enjoyed the time.
Well, great. Thank you. But right now, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to hear from our other sponsor, Macau, your training partner, and we're going to hear a brief clip from ReadyMinds. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
As a professional trainer, I've found that there are five basic learning styles. The computer-based training from Macau works on all five. With Macau training, you don't just watch a movie or read a manual. You access videos, examples, and exercises as you need them. You can use Macau courses to improve your management skills or to become an expert at your computer software. To find out how to achieve more with Macau training, call us at 877-752-5329. That's 877-752-5329, or visit MacauCorp.com today. www.MacauCorp.com. Macau creates training that works. It's that simple.
Feeling alone in your career search? Not sure of which career direction you want to pursue? Maybe you have a direction, but you still need some assistance. An ideal solution would be a personalized career counselor or coach right at your fingertips and phone, wouldn't it? Someone who could immediately relate to you and to your situation without spending hours upon hours reviewing your experiences? Well, you know what? There is such a thing. Welcome to ReadyMinds, an organization created to assist you. Yes, you. One-on-one, in the privacy of your own surroundings, you'll work with ReadyMinds online and via the telephone. Whether you need resume assistance, job search assistance, or an industry review, your personalized ReadyMind counselor matches your skills, your values, and your interests to assist in your career planning. You heard me, career planning, not job finding. So let's get serious and find the right career fit, and then locate the best position for you starting today. Take control now. Find your answers. When you're ready, call ReadyMinds at 1-800-225-8248 or visit their website at www.readyminds.com. You'll get personalized guarantee from the company's CEO, and if you mention Your Career Doctors, you'll receive a 10% discount.
Welcome back to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm your host, Barbara Jackson, and I'm here with Lee Miller, our co-host. That was a great interview. I really always enjoy talking to Randy, but I thought he gave us some really great tips.
Really, it was. It was a good interview.
I have to ask, though, how can parents help their children become job ready?
Well, I mean, you have to be supportive of your children, but I think the tip that Randy said it was to encourage them to talk to your friends about what they do so they can learn about that. And also, I think parents should be, there to advise, but shouldn't necessarily be their mentors.
So how much of a safety net do you think the old homestead should be? I mean, I heard Randy say that parents are in a difficult position because they want to have their children get jobs. They want to also have their children understand that they love them. But when is the old homestead too comfortable a place, do you think?
Well, I think you have to be careful about that because, you know, if they move back in, and I've had that, if you make it too comfortable and they don't have to pay rent and you do their wash and you feed them all their meals, they're never going to move out, and that's not good for them. They need to be independent. So I would encourage, if you have to have a safety net and if they have to move back in, that you make them, you know, treat it like an apartment where they have to pay you rent and they have to pay and chip in terms of the meals and do their own. They're not children anymore. They're adults in the working world.
And probably, it sounds to me, if this were a work situation rather than my child, and I realize that puts a whole other emotional layer on it, but I would say, you know what, of course you're welcome to stay here. Here are the rules. Here's the rent. I expect you to cook dinner on Wednesday or whatever, but also maybe put some limits on it. Say we expect you to have a job in 6 months, a year, or whatever is in a realistic time frame so that it's not an open-ended invitation.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you may just have to move the couch out of their room.
Now, how involved, out of desperation, I've observed a lot of my friends become hyper-involved in their children's job search, and I don't think the children like it because then they don't feel that they've accomplished anything. I know the parents are just desperate to get them off the couch and get their guest room back, but what's an appropriate balance, do you think?
Well, if you have another relative who would be a good mentor to help them, that would be a lot better. I had an uncle who helped me when I was young, and I used to look to him for advice because, you know, your child's going to respect someone else's opinion more than yours, and you're probably too involved, too emotionally involved to give them good, sound advice. So it's best if you can find another relative who could do that or a professional like the counselors that Randy has at his at ReadyMinds.
And, you know, one of the things that we learned from ReadyMinds is that you can afford, most of us can afford to acquire some professional help. I mean, Randy's prices are pretty reasonable, and I know that in the case of one of my relatives, my cousin would have gladly paid the basic freight at ReadyMinds to have her child get some help, not only just to get them out of the house, but also to be set for success for their future.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of the technology we have today. It allows you to get really great professionals at reasonable prices.
And I think, too, it also helps to take some strain out of the parent-child relationship. I mean, as you've pointed out and as Randy pointed out, sometimes parents are not the best person to be dealing with their children, no matter how much they know about the particular field that their child wants to go in, because they are their parent.
Yeah, and they are too emotionally involved.
Yeah, or the child doesn't feel like they've really earned it on their own because maybe their dad is a great attorney and they want to be an attorney. So, you know, did I really earn this on my own? So having a third-party professional counselor is frequently, I would suspect, a better way to go. Do we have a tip for the week?
Yeah, I have a prescription for the week. It's never too early to start preparing for your career. If you want to keep your child from moving back into your basement, have them start preparing early in their college career. Become career ready.
And keep them focused.
Focus is important.
Fun is good. Having life experience is good, but ultimately, we all have to pay our own way in this world. So thanks for joining us. This has been Your Career Doctors, Barbara Jackson and Lee Miller at Grapevine Radio. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's your life, your career, and your choice.